Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it was, of all the awkward 5:30 creeds we've done, including Radio Row, including Truist, all yesterday's at the Doc golf tournament.
It was awkward?
It was the most awkward.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because we're so close to the golf course.
Right.
We're right next to a hole.
Yep.
And at least the Truist, there were a bunch of our goons waiting around with cell phones recording us. Nobody was yesterday. It was just everybody doing the look that... Like the side eye?
Yeah, like what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but it wasn't even like, haha, this is kind of funny. It was dead serious of like, nah, please stop doing
that. Yeah, if we ignore them, they'll stop. If we ignore them, they'll stop. Don't give them any attention. Well, even Johnny Airport, who could have given us a little bit of love, Johnny Airport's like, yeah, I don't even know them.
Well, I'll tell you this. I had you guys blasted out there on the golf course.
Right. I appreciate
that. I was listening to the show on my phone, and I knew 5:30 Cree was coming. That is the first time I've heard 5:30 Cree.
Oh, right, because you're always here.
I'm usually on, so it's
the first time. Were you impressed?
I was. I was impressed, man. I was. Buzz was still loud. I was impressed.
I said to Jack, I said, before it happened, I was like, we got to do this. And he's like, I know. And I said, just so you know, I'm going full out. I'm just...
I could tell.
Yep.
That was good.
I will not be held back.
Yeah. Listen, man, we were on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Interesting response to this. Is 0 a cool jersey number?
Ooh.
So now Elliot said that Jalix Hunt should switch to 0, which is specifically insulting because Jalix Hunt is 58.
He's 58, exactly, yes.
What do you think the result of is 0 a cool jersey number?
Well, on its surface, people probably think 0 is a cool jersey number.
Mm.
So I would give it 64%.
Oh, so it's 53% no.
Ooh.
I was surprised so many people said yes. 0 doesn't feel cool to me.
I agree. It's probably younger people than us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm with you. I don't. 0. Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He's the only one. Like, but, you know, Gilbert Arenas, I think, wore 0.
Oh, he did.
Agent 0.
Agent Maxie.
But football, Maxie wears 0. Yeah. Why wouldn't I say Maxie first? because Westbrook is the first guy I think of wearing a 0. I don't see it a whole lot in football.
Mm-mm.
I want to say, was Bryce the first person on the Eagles to wear it?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody else wearing 0.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Was even allowed before a couple of years ago?
Well, I mean, it was allowed when they started wearing, when they started letting these dudes wear the numbers.
So I'm trying to think, well, what position would even wear it before? I mean, like, obviously a quarterback wouldn't wear zero.
No.
No.
The receiver?
No.
Not really.
You normally wouldn't, but you could have gotten one. I mean, technically, he could wear zero.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm with you. First of all, Elliot, 58 is sacred to this show.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Disrespectful to you.
No, yes. He did that with to troll, which I don't appreciate.
Oh, you think that's what he was doing?
I don't know what he was doing. It's like either he had a brain fart or he was trying to troll.
Well, and it's at the very end. He's like, oh, yeah, I got one more thing.
Ooh, by the way.
Yeah, ooh, by the way, Jalen's hunt should be zero. I'll see you guys later.
Unbelievable.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, you should call him Magic Kingdom, Mike. We're Disney people.
All right.
I can't believe you're a Disney guy.
Wow.
As miserable as you are.
We went to Disney for Christmas this year. We were Disney Christmas people. I know Spike had his butler go on the teacups for him. And just
well, wait a minute.
He really did.
There's no way you can call me rich guy if you're going to Disney every year, buddy. Like, unless you're putting those things on layaway or something or building up a lot of debt.
I think it's a little creepy that you're going up to 11-year-old girls and trying to have conversations with them.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I just wanted to tell her Belle's not real.
With your tattoos all out. Everywhere.
Yeah. I just want her to know that Belle's not real. Like, that's all I need her to know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's why you were going up to town.
Oh, all right. There's no need to be a weirdo.
You're the one doing it.
You're the one that goes to Disney every year.
Yeah, because I'm a family man and take our kids and we like to drink around Epcot. And we do it the right way. We go Mexico all the way around.
All right, so you're the family man going to Epcot Center to drink at every country. That's what the family man does.
Sure are.
All right.
Hey, it's a great time. We're planning another trip. My wife and I were just there in April, just us, no kids. So, yeah, we have a great time. We love it. We're there in December. We have a great time.
Do you go down there and tell Mickey how much he sucks and Minnie how much she sucks? And
overrated.
Yeah.
Mickey's overrated.
Walt Disney stole all of the ideas from someone else.
Jalen Hurts is a fraud and shouldn't have been celebrated, and he's just ran the coattails of everybody else.
There it is.
And that the head coach is a moron, too.
There you go. All right, Mad Mike.
By the way, per everyone that's tweeting us and texting us, DeAndre Swift wore zero.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We're so goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nice
on
Disney
us.
Pun.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's on us.
Yeah, definitely on us.
This guy was just here last year. He was here
2 years ago. Yeah. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin? Nope.
Ooh, boy.
Where's Buzz?
L.
Justin, Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Dustin may not be there, but I got Justin.
He's there we go. Yeah, I don't care what the first letter is. Just give me an Austin.
Yeah, I hear you, boys. I tell you what, I thought Jack backing out of throwing to the camera was the most shocking thing, but hearing how Mad Mike likes, you know, Disney that much.
Yeah, it almost doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
No, it don't. It really don't. It's
yeah, I wonder if they know.
How's the happiest place on earth the place Mad Mike likes to be?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you go down there and ride It's a Small World and all that crap, and you just, what if you were there and just, you hear somebody's like, this ride's trash. These people are a bunch of morons. This place, man, that would be awesome because I hate Disney. We went once when Owen was three. And the first day there, dude, it rained so much, and water was standing over our ankles. It was 1st of May or something like that. It was near his birthday. God almighty, it rained so much that first day. But, God, it's just hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. That's all it is at that place. It sucks. I hate it.
Well, I had a good time, but I did think it rained a little bit when we were there, but only a little bit. I did think to myself, what if I had booked this entire thing, paid for this entire thing, and it just poured all weekend?
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, no, that would have sucked, yeah.
Like, that would have been terrible, you know?
That actually could easily have happened.
Well, of course,
Florida,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Florida. I mean, it literally can rain every day in Florida. Like, it's insane. But, yeah, this is something I wanted to bring up a couple of weeks ago. I guess when you and Jack were at a golf event, like, I think Jack posted something on Instagram or Twitter, and it was him swinging the club, and you were standing there with a cigar in your mouth. Swear to God, man, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I've seen that picture of you with a cigar in your mouth, and I thought it was Jordan, dude. I thought it was a goat. I was like, Jack's golfing with the goat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't the same. We weren't in the same shot. It was like two different.
Yeah, it was different shots. It was different shots.
But I don't even remember.
We were at Ramblewood.
Oh, Ramblewood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I swear to God, Ike, I thought you were Jordan when I said
I get that. I get that sometimes, especially from little kids. They don't know no better. It's like, Michael.
I like when the little kids ask how much you made in the NFL. That's always a good
question.
Do
they ask that?
I remember one year at Eagles training camp, they just came over and said, are you a millionaire?
Yep.
kids don't know no daggum better, man. They ain't got no tax, man. I'm telling you what, you got to raise them better. But I feel Jack's pain though, like no joke. I'm 47. I'll be 48 in September, and I used to be like the young pup on the job, but now like I can't do things that I used to do. And these young guys that I work with, they're showing out and outdoing me. But you know what? I just kick back and say, hell with it. You know, I'm 48 years old. Y'all do it. You're younger than I am. You're 19, 20-year-old. Get on with it, boys. Let's go. So I kind of feel he's pain. Like, the want-to is there. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. That's just, you know.
So I'm trying to tell people.
Yeah,
real athletes know.
But here's the thing, Justin, is like, I get it. But if part of this bit is like, wow, look at how decrepit Joe DeCamera is. He's just going to get hurt. And our guy gets hurt and pulls out of it.
But it's an arm.
The one thing he can do.
Well, I can golf.
I will say, poor Joe, man. Last I saw of him, Joe looked like he swallowed the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he's with child.
Don't let that picture out, man.
Yeah.
He needs to walk a little bit more with a little bit more gumption about him. But anyway, the number zero, I never liked it on an athlete. Like Robert Parrish, didn't he wear a double zero?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it as a number. I don't think it's cool, but, yeah, I guess that's a younger generation thing. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel Jack's pain, man. I mean, you know Jack wants to do it. You know if he could, he'd go out there and just beat him like a Cherokee drum.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell people.
You know a different Jack than I do.
I'm telling you, I got my boys back. I'm telling you, if there's something else he can do, he'll do it. He ain't going to let us down, man. We've pumped him up too much, and at least he's owning it. You know, I don't want to see him go up there and blow his arm out. And, you know, I mean, he's looking out for WIP, too. This could be like a workers' comp situation if he did. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I'm thinking about Walker.
Oh, believe me,
Sutton,
we ain't putting him out there unless he signs a waiver.
Oh, yeah. And workers' comp.
Forget about that.
Oh, now you're not a PD anymore.
We asked him to throw 10 pitches to Joe the camera.
It's not 10 pitches. It's 10 at bats, which could be like 50-some pitches, which is a 0% chance my arm's holding up for that. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get out here, boys. I love you to death, but I've got my boy Jack's back. I'll holler at you later. See
you. All right.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
All I'm saying now is I'm starting to have some doubts that Jack's going to win this.
That's fine. Okay. I've earned that, I guess. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not happy about it. Do I seem happy about it? Do I seem like I'm running from the competition? I'm not. I cannot throw anymore.
Yeah.
You know how much that hurts me to say? Again, I was going to get to the story. Ike in St. Louis working out for the Rams. Scott Linehan. He knew that he didn't have it anymore. Does that mean he doesn't have heart? No, he's got a ton of heart. You see that guy in there? I got heart.
I went out on my sword. No, I was out there. I actually did the workout.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, hold on. What happened after?
Real right. Man would have tore his bicep.
I didn't get a phone call on him. Yeah. I know that much.
You know,
what?
Brandon Graham went out there, played in the Super Bowl with essentially a torn tricep muscle because he knew this was the, you know, his big final athletic hurrah, which is what this is for you.
It's not.
Well, it is. Yeah, no, I have a bigger matchup than this.
Yeah, I mean, this is as good as it gets for you.
Yeah,
for now.
You're getting older, brother.
That's it. Then whatever. Then
you're
I'm fine.
Older, brother.
Andrew in Redding, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Jack, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Andrew?
As a former Episcopal guy, Spike, I am, I'm impressed you went to Disney. And I have to say I'm a little troubled the fact that I thought I liked Disney, but now that I find Mad Mike likes Disney, it's a little disturbing. I have to agree with Justin.
Yep, you have to wonder what's going on in his head that might also be going on in your head.
Yeah. So, I only go to Epcot, and my kids are now in their 20s, but we used to go when they were little. So, yeah, Magic Kingdom, that's soft. But real men can go to Epcot, do the drinking around the world, and my wife and I like to almost do, like, the desserts around the world. You ever had a Dole Whip? They're phenomenal.
Yeah, we had Dole Whip. There. We had the what's the bread you get in the Norway one, the bread with the –
Oh, I forgot, but it's really freaking good.
Yeah.
My wife and I know all the desserts. But if you want to go to a ride, somebody said it earlier, you have to get up out of bed at like 7:30, and yeah, you got about 30 minutes to get into a ride, and then you're screwed. And the other thing is, my wife did that Mission Space thing with our son when he was a teenager, and she has never been afraid of any roller coaster, and she said she thought she was going to die.
The orange one. She did the scary orange one?
Yeah, that's before they had the wimpy one. Before, like 20 years ago, all they had was the orange one. And I think a lot of people thought they were going to die, so they put in the wimpier one. Supposedly, you literally, I don't want to exaggerate. I don't know if you have to sign a waiver, but literally there's all kinds of lawyer stuff, about like we're not responsible if you die or something in here. So it's, yeah, I don't think they're playing around.
No. The warnings, thank you for the call, Andrew. The warnings on the orange Mission Earth thing were pretty pretty serious. So we didn't do it. Jack, shut up. You're a coward.
I just said, whenever you lose your voice, it sounds like you're crying.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, it really is a weird thing.
I'm not crying. Like you
can hear I know, I'm sitting here looking at you.
Just like dying into the microphone.
Yeah.
Like talking about Disney, your favorite place.
Yeah, you know me. Dominic in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. How you doing? first of all, OG Wade and ESG need a room with all their love for Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I know. I know. It's not good enough that he's good. It's not good enough that he won the Super Bowl. If you happen to say anybody's better than him, you should be sent out of the city. You know, God forbid somebody think Joe Burrow is better than him. Like, God forbid.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
But I'm calling today to collect my flowers because I remember the last time I called you guys, I reiterated my stance about the Phillies dead. And John over there has the audacity to text me and insult me saying that I'm only an Eagles fan and that I should stop talking baseball.
Yep.
But now they are 17-19 against teams not named the Nats, the Rockies, the Marlins, and the A's, right? So it's crazy because I also had that 5-step plan, and now it's all starting to come together. Part one, Taiwan is never going to start again. He's going to be out of the bullpen. And the reason why they're keeping Mick Abel up here is to trade to get a big outfielder. And, I still don't have any faith in this team because of the trade deadline acquisitions, like I said, over the years. And I feel like we might just trade Mick Abel and get a guy that stays here for a year or just a bag of baseballs. I just don't trust him. But J.P. Crawford's going to be up here soon. This outfield is atrocious. Roas is literally a AAA player at best. We might as well call him Garrett Stubbs. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. Every time he goes up there, it's just an out.
You don't sound like just an Eagles guy to me. You sound like a Phillies guy. You sound like Bizarro Jack, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually a hockey guy first.
Oh, is he?
And now the opinions make even more sense.
Well, no, I'm a hockey guy, and trust me, I'm going to the Game 3 in Miami. It's going to be a great time.
Like the NHL
Stanley
Finals?
Cup.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Cup.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Was it Edmonton, Florida? Is that who it is?
Yeah, I got futures on both sides for both of them.
Ah, so, there you go.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a free vacation, essentially.
There you go. All right, Dominic.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything else to say. I was going to say goodbye to you unless you have something good.
You have a good one, all right?
All right, thanks, Dom. Did you notice Dominic called Jack John? He said John over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, did he mean to do that, though?
No, yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to ask for increase of that, which I feel like you're trying to do, are you hoping to try to get more callers to do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just saying I have a card to pull.
What, Brett?
Yeah, if you're going to call you Brett.
Oh, Brett. But everybody knows. See, your fake name is
not a fake name.
Is way more fraudulent. What's on your birth certificate?
It's John.
Okay,
but I've gone by Jack my entire life.
Okay, well
I didn't change it.
Okay, but
in high school.
Okay, but how you're 31, right?
Yeah,
I've gone by Spike since I was 19. So I've gone by Spike the exact same amount of time as you've gone by Jack.
Erroneous.
It's not erroneous.
Of course, it's erroneous.
No, it's not erroneous.
I've been called Jack my entire life. My parents call me Jack. What does your mom call you?
Brett.
Yeah. Okay. I win.
Okay. You don't win. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
LOL. The guy who got absolutely cooked by Jolly is looking forward to debating me? Can't wait. BG driving around.
All right. I did not get cooked by Jolly.
So, Ike, we want to do a video breakdown of Spike breaking down the argument and laying out where Jolly was wrong.
Yeah, I listened to it again.
Let it go.
No, I listened to it again. I'm fine with people telling me I was wrong. I get told I'm wrong 4 hours a day, every day of my life. I'm used to it. People telling me I lost that debate to Jolly is psychotic. He didn't make any good points. If sports was as easy as saying the people who win the championship are good at their job and the people who don't aren't good at their job, then we wouldn't have shows. Like, that's all Jolly said, is he's not good because he didn't win a championship.
And, like, Maxey and McCain, they don't matter.
They don't matter. Everybody gets lucky every once in a while. I just, like, I need to break it down. I'm going to break down the video. I told Tucker I'm going to do it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Does Jolly get a chance to fire back?
Well, sure, if he wants to. And here's the other. Jolly was busy telling me how Mikal Bridges was going to win a championship, too. Where's he? Oh, that's right. That's right. He's at home. He's playing as many finals games as I am. He's also made as many all-defense teams as I have. All right, what's next?
You cannot have a TV in your room. You cannot have a TV in your room. You cannot have a TV in your room. Spike to all of his wives if the Mormons had successfully recruited him.
That is not... funny. It's not right, but it is funny. They did try to recruit me. Yeah, they did.
That would have been something.
Yeah, I was nice to him. I invited him in, whatever. Hung out for a bit. Did not become Mormon, though. What's next?
A jigsaw for you, Spike. Debate Jalen with Elliot or debate Disney with Disney adults for 4 hours.
Oh.
Mark and Modco.
Oh, man. That's tough.
It is tough. Because you're not a Disney adult.
I'm not. I would pick Elliot.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I would pick Elliot. Yeah. What's next?
We've never been more happy that Spike left than we are today. WFAN.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You would have been relentless.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Would you have demanded to go on the air?
Yes.
I thought about calling BT and Sal, Midday Show, and telling the producer to put me up as Ben Stiller. And they me up as Ben Stiller. I'm like, you guys suck. But I didn't do it. I would have loved to have been up there.
Ben Stiller followed Positive Tommy. They didn't win a game after that.
Oh, really?
I believe that's the story.
Oh, Ben Stiller. That's the other thing, is the Laker celebrities, I'll give you guys credit. Jack Nicholson.
I like that he pointed at Ike.
Well, because you as a Laker fan.
A diehard Laker
previous
fan.
Laker fan.
Still, I'm a Lakers fan.
Previous.
Is that a Luka jersey?
That just gets a stray.
No, I didn't mean that. I thought the Laker thing I'm not using as pejorative.
Go ahead.
Is Jack Nicholson was never making himself the main character of a Laker game. He just sat there. Same thing with Leo. Would just sit there. But Knick fans, the little guy from the Bob Dylan movie.
Come on, Chalamet's been a star.
Ben Stiller.
Yep. Spike is normally the only celebrity.
Yes. The turtle from Entourage. They all go there, and the whole thing is like, oh, I'm on the Knicks. Ben Stiller put out a statement today about Tom Thibodeau getting fired. You're an actor. You're not on the Knicks. Anyway.
They feel like they're a part of the team.
Oh, yeah. Chalamet getting dressed up in his Chrome Hearts Knicks gear.
Now, I'm glad you brought Chalamet up.
With his girlfriend has been passed through 75 different NBA players.
Oh, God. Ooh, boy. Oh, God.
Now, Miles Teller was at the game the other night.
Yeah, we got to find out who he was cheering for.
Nah, I didn't see one Philadelphia garb on.
Well, that's okay. As long as he's not cheering for the Knicks, it's fine. All right. He gets invited by one of his actor friends to sit courtside at an Eastern Conference Finals game, fine.
I'm with you. As long as he's not putting on Knicks garb.
Because in that picture of T.J. McConnell staring at the celebrities, he's really staring at Miles Teller.
He's like, what are you doing here?
Yep. What's next?
Please, God, no. We've already heard it a million times. The audience, when Ike said to Elliot, I can have Spike give you the numbers and what running backs do after a lot of carries.
They've heard it.
I know it. That's why I said it.
Yeah, 507 touches. What's next?
Spike on the Eagles salary cap management. A 5-minute rant criticizing them for not going all in this year. Spike on Daryl Morey extending Joel Embiid. He had to do it. And then shrugs before quickly going into a Blue Chew read. Mike in Havertown.
Well, I mean, the Sixers did go for it. Eagles did not.
One wants it more.
Yeah. What's next?
Today, Mount Rush 4 is back. Stay tuned as I'll be doing the most annoying things about going to space. Super rich Spike in September.
All right. I'm not super rich.
You did go to didn't you go to NASA a couple years ago?
Yep.
Yes, 6 years ago. And it was not like some rich kid thing. I got selected as an influencer. Idiot.
Influencer.
Wow.
I did.
Now you're an influencer.
Yeah, I was an influencer. I got accepted their influencer program.
There is a lot of targeted texts about Spike.
Yeah, I know. What's next? This is a long text line.
Who? The little girl that was meeting Belle after Spike walked over and said, you know Jalen's not elite, right?
Text line!
Oh, that was a stressful text line. I didn't like that at all. Fritz at 6 next with an extended leading off, or is it mostly just leading off?
It's just leading off.
Okay, leading off is next. Phil's Blue Jays tonight, first pitch 7:07.
Let's get this losing streak over
with. Bryce is back.
Yes. Get back in the win column.
Leading off with Fritz is next. We will be back, with you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.